Kevin, let's welcome in to the KRDO News Hotline Sergeant Scott Snyder with Colorado Springs Police, who's joining us to talk about the Domestic Violence Awareness Month that's happening right now. Sergeant Snyder, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. This was launched in October of 1987, and according to details, has it made a difference in the rates of domestic violence?
It's definitely made a difference in the rates. In fact, educating the public, making awareness of what's going on, making victims feel more supported and coming forward to report the incidents that they've been involved in.
You know, it's amazing. 1987, that's a long time ago. And since then, you know, if you think about it, how many families have been, you know, separated and damaged by domestic violence? What's the biggest take-home message that that we want to raise awareness about? Is it helping those who are involved in domestic violence, or where to get help?
Both, sir. It's helping those involved, trying to update our practices as law enforcement, making sure that we support and believe the victims of these situations, that we let them control the pace of the investigation where we can, and then using multi-team efforts to carry them through the process, whether that leads into the courts, using community organizations, as well as helping the families involved behind the victims, the children, using forensic interviewers to help support the little ones that witness these things, and other organizations to give them therapy that might happen afterwards, and court process through the district attorney's office to provide treatments for those that are the suspects or defendants involved in these scenarios.
I would imagine it would be difficult to convince someone that's a part that's been abused from, you know, a domestic violence standpoint. There are people that don't want to report incidents because they're afraid of what's going to happen. What's the biggest take-home message if someone is involved in domestic violence but is scared to report it?
That we as law enforcement are here to support you when you do come forward, that we will give you the control back that you deserve, starting with how the investigation moves forward, and that we will support you and believe you and follow the facts of the case to investigate it properly. And throughout that process, you will have a victim advocate with you through our department that's not a sworn member, but a civilian employee of the department that supports the victims at a different level through this whole process from beginning to end, even after their case is complete with us or into the courts.
Yeah, that's excellent. And a lot of people will be noticing some different patches that are going to be on the uniforms and the squad cars around Colorado Springs. Tell me about some of the special things that Colorado Springs Police are going to do as we launch this Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yes, sir. So for the month of October, you might notice magnetic stickers on several of our vehicles. It'll have a purple background as opposed to our traditional blue, and that's the purple represents the color of domestic violence awareness. So you'll see those throughout the city and on PD vehicles, just trying to raise awareness in our community to support those victims of domestic violence.
Now, are you part of a special task force as far as domestic violence, or is it just part of your everyday patrol duties?
Myself, I'm part of our domestic violence adult sex assault unit, which handles the felony level investigations. But CSPD has a multi-team effort involved in domestic violence. Even at the patrol level, we have several subject matter experts to help victims with their first interactions of law enforcement, which is the most important interaction, is that first impression. So from beginning to end, we have many experts in this field trying to support those that are experiencing it.
And how does it make you feel personally when you actually get to a case that's resolved and you may be saving someone's life?
Rewarded in the sense that we're giving somebody their life back, their control in their everyday aspects, giving them the chance to feel freedom again in their life and hopefully start to build a new normal for them and their families that are affected by it.
I would imagine the people that are saved are, you know, have so much gratitude towards the officers that reach out and help.
Yes, many of them are very grateful towards not only law enforcement, but again, our victim advocate unit, the folks from the district attorney's office that help support them through the process. And a lot of them will work with us through victim awareness weeks and other programs to continue education in our community.
Okay. Very good. Sergeant, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking some time out to talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We appreciate it.